Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Murphy is an American in Paris. On New Year's Day, he awakens from a sexual dream to find himself miserable and hungover. He is married to a woman, Omi, he barely knows, and father of an accidental baby named Gaspar. He retreats to his one private space, an old VHS box. Inside are the only items that will connect him still to his one true love, raven-haired Electra, a stack of stereoscopic photos and a piece of opium. And after a desperate, panicky call from Electra's mother, he lies back, takes the opium, and retraces what happened to their love. Love is also the name of a new movie about sexual romance, passion, and loss, as seen through the eyes of Murphy, a young American filmmaker, and two French women, Electra, an artist, and a young woman named Omi. The film was made by the legendary Gaspar Noé, known for his mind-blowing movies, Enter the Void, Irréversible, and I Stand Alone. It's having its Canadian premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to have director Gaspar Noé to tell me more about it. Hey, Gaspar.
No, hey, that was the best synopsis I ever heard of my movie.
Oh, thank you.
I want a copy of it.
Please do, please.
You tell the story.
We have Electra, Omi, Dark, Light, Yin, Yang, Aomi, Muyok, Clara, Kristen. Can you talk about these two loves of Murphy's?
Initially, I didn't know at all what the two female characters would look like. I only knew that I wanted like a tall, strong, electric girl to play Electra, but she could have been white, black, whatever. I just had an idea of the energy I needed for her character. When it comes to the young neighbor, I always wanted her to be younger, smaller, maybe even Asian. In the first script, it was said that she was maybe Japanese.
Oh, Omi. Yeah. That's a Japanese name, yeah.
And at the end, I met Clara, like maybe 3 weeks before shooting, and I did some video tests, and I thought she was great for the part, but she was not fragile like the character was in the initial very short script that I had. In this story, at a point of the relationship, Murphy and Electra want to be playful in order to make their couple survive, and they do things that can be considered risky in general terms, like having sex with a young female neighbor. And then in the story, he goes again on himself and accidentally breaks a condom, and the neighbor gets pregnant. In the original script, the girl was a fragile girl who had some suicide attempts, and he was afraid of asking her to have an abortion because that would get her depressed. But when I met Clara and I thought she would be very good to play the part, she has very strong energy, so I shifted her character. And she became a girl who was a pro-life girl because her mother almost had an abortion. So I said, no, I don't want to do that thing because I owe my life to the fact that this didn't happen. So one thing is what you have in mind before you start the movie, and then when you meet the people that are going to look good on the movie, you rearrange the whole script according to their energy. I didn't think also when I cast the movie that I would have such a tall actor. Like I like the energy of Carl. I loved working with him. But initially I wanted someone who would look like Dustin Hoffman. Maybe less handsome, like
during The Graduate.
Yeah, that kind of guy. But then when you meet people, you say no, this is by far the best choice I could have to achieve this movie. And at the end, I'm extremely happy that I rewrote all those things in order to do the movie with both Carl, Aomi, and Clara.
So you...
Aomi's hair is brown, But when it was decided that Clara would play the neighbor, and she's very blonde, she's Danish, she's not French, she's Danish, I decided also that maybe Aomi's hair should be a bit darker, so yeah, you have the brunette and the blonde.
Okay.
So we dyed her hair to make it a bit darker.
So when you come up with the idea of a vermouth, I mean, you watch something like Irreversible, and it's so strictly, because of the order it's in, that's a large part of the strength. But when you come up with a theme, you just come up with the idea and later cut it up?
No, there was a short script for this movie, which contained all the scenes. And I wanted to recreate as much as possible that complexity that is in your mind when you remember the past, or when you remember your own past. You cannot think of the situations in a chronological order. They're in an emotional order. So they're not put backwards in a very mechanical way, like the scenes were put in Irreversible, but they're put in a way that he remembers different moments of the past, but you can still, as a spectator, rearrange the scenes to understand how, in which order they happen.
Okay, interesting. And
that's one common point, is that at the very end of the movie, you see their very first encounter. So he starts remembering his past by remembering how he broke up with his ex-girlfriend. And at the very end of the movie, he's remembering the very beginning of the relationship, and that is very lightful, and they're making all these promises that they would not be able to keep, because life, unfortunately, brings them to another situation than the one they expected.
So Murphy says at some point he wants to make a movie with blood, sperm, and tears. But this one has the tears, but it's light on the blood, heavy on the sperm. So is this a change in direction for you?
Yeah, there's not much blood in the movie.
No.
It sounds good, blood, sperm, and tears.
Yeah, actually, like blood, sweat, and tears.
It's a mix of a quote of Douglas Sirk, the German director who made melodramas in Hollywood in the 50s, 60s. And of another quote by Winston Churchill, who said, "All I can promise to my country is blood, sweat, and tears."
Yeah.
But I said in previous interviews, when people were asking me why I did a movie like Irreversible or Into the Void, I was saying, because to do a good melodrama, you need blood, sweat, and tears. And there are many things in Murphy's character that are like a parody of me when I was young.
So, right.
He even uses my clothes. We started shooting the movie without a stylist, so I would just, because we decided to have a very tiny crew for the first week, because we wanted to do all the nude scenes, and we wanted it to be very intimate. But in that case, I'll say, "Oh, what can I put? Take my jacket, take my t-shirt." and also the name of the character, Murphy, is my mother's family name. So I remember as a kid that I would say my name is Gaspar Murphy, because I thought it sounded better than Gaspar Noé.
Huh. No, I know you have Gaspar Julio Noé Murphy. Yeah. And in the movie, you have a baby, you have a friend, you have a gallerist, and you have the main character.
Yeah.
So is this yourself chopped up and moved around, or is it just for fun?
It's like I'm trying to do a puzzle that has no solution. And also, like the guy who steals the main character's first girlfriend is called Yuyo, the shaman.
Right.
And that's the name of my father. And at a point, Murphy cheats his girlfriend with a girl randomly in the toilets of a party. And her name is Paula, and that's my sister's name. So
I know you have a Vincent castle. You have a castle, right? Is that after Vincent Castle? Or?
No.
Okay. Who knows? And you put a coworker of yours, the guy from Wild Bunch, plays the cop.
My cinematographer plays the shaman, and my producer played the dirty cop who convinces the main character to go to a swingers club.
And so there are a lot of scenes in this movie that look like they're revisiting scenes from earlier movies, like Irreversible. So there's the square tunnel, which is a horrible rape scene. And the original this time is a love scene. And the scene in the sex club looks like the club he goes to in Reversal, which is the... I just remember seeing it was like he smashes the head open. It's so shocking. This one, he just walks out.
Yeah.
So what does this mean? Are you revisiting actual memories and giving a more realistic view?
I like tunnels and I like red on screen.
It looks like the same tunnel, though. Was it the actual...
No.
Different location?
No,
okay.
Different location.
Okay. So Murphy...
Also, the truth is that the three movies were kind of conceived at the same time. The idea of love, the idea for Irreversible, and the final script of Enter the Void, they were conceived at the same time. I ended up doing them in the order they were done, but you can see the same subjects reappearing in the three.
This one also has visual quotes or images from Enter the Void.
Yeah.
The circle, the glowing, spinning thing looks a lot like the sort of the drug experiences.
Yeah.
Are they? Where do those images came from? They're just amazing. Taking off.
No.
Kubrick. What is it?
that psychedelic image. Actually, it's just a real lamp. It's a real lamp that we filmed, and the camera goes toward the lamp. But the lamp was so trippy that when we saw it,
it was trippy. Said,
well, we have to use it. It looks like a very complex visual creation, digital creation to reproduce the psychedelic feeling of a person. But no, it was just the camera getting close to a lamp.
So this is a 3D movie. What if you added a fourth dimension, say, smell? What would this movie smell like?
I don't have a very developed sense of smell, but for sure, I don't think the main character would put perfume. I would rather use another dimension that would be humidity. It's raining all the time in the movie. If you could make the theater humid, I would like it.
That would be cool. Uh-huh. And finally, if Murphy, the character, went and saw this movie, but he wasn't in it, would he run out screaming, or would he like it?
If
Murphy, the character, went and saw a movie that looked like this,
yeah,
would he be shocked by it, or would he love it?
No, he would like it.
He would like it?
No, of course.
Okay.
No, he's got good taste in the movie.
Right on.
You can see that all the movies he likes... are the movies that I like and my friends like. So he likes Pasolini Salo. He likes he's obsessed with like cult daring movies from the past.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much for speaking with me. I've been speaking with director Gaspar Noé about his new 3D film called Love, premiering at Toronto International Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.